This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The death toll from a powerful bomb blast near a girls' school in the Afghan capital, Kabul, has risen to more than 60, with more than 100 others injured. The evening bombing occurred in the city's Shiite Muslim-majority neighborhood of Dasht-e-Barchi. A spokesman for the Afghan Interior Ministry said mostly young students were among the victims. It was not immediately known whether the blast was caused by a planted device or a suicide bomber. No one immediately took responsibility for the deadly attack. A spokesman for the Taliban insurgent group denied involvement, saying the Taliban condemns any attacks against Afghan civilians. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres condemned what he called the horrific attack, according to his spokesman. The United Nations office in Kabul has condemned the attack as an atrocity and expressed its deep revulsion. The violence comes a week after the remaining U.S. and NATO troops began exiting Afghanistan with a mission to complete the drawdown by September 11th. Foreign troop withdrawal has also seen a spike in fighting between Afghan security forces and Taliban insurgents. Chad's military claimed victory on Sunday in its weeks-long battle with northern rebels that led to the death of Chad's president, President Idriss Deby, on the battlefield. The rebel group did not respond to a request for comment. Transitional military authorities have previously said they have defeated the rebels, but the fighting has continued. Chad is a key power in Central Africa and a longtime Western ally against Islamist militants across the region. You can find more on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. We also have a mobile app that you can download to your device. This is VOA News. Arab countries, including four that last year agreed to normalize relations with Israel, have condemned a weekend of violence after hundreds of Palestinians were wounded in clashes with Israeli security forces. The violence around East Jerusalem's revered Al-Aqsa Mosque compound and the Old City is the worst since 2017. It's fueled by a years-long bid by Jewish settlers to take over Palestinian homes. Criticism of Israeli conduct has poured in from Sudan, Morocco, the United Arab Emirates, and Bahrain, all nations that last year agreed to normalize relations with the Jewish state. The UAE and Bahrain condemned Friday's storming of Al-Aqsa Mosque by Israeli security forces and the ensuing crackdown on worshippers seeking to access the site. Abu Dhabi urged Israeli authorities to take responsibility for de-escalation of the violence at the holy site. Manama called on the Israeli government to stop those rejected provocations against the people of Jerusalem. Meanwhile, Morocco expressed deep concern over the violence, and Saudi Arabia said it rejected Israeli plans to evacuate Palestinian households from Jerusalem. Pope Francis expressed his concern Sunday at the unrest in Jerusalem. He said, "Violence only generates violence. Let's stop these clashes." He added he hopes the area will be, quote, "a place of encounter and not violent clashes, a place of prayer and of peace." He asked for respect for the multi-religious identity and multiculture of the Holy City. The United Nations has around 120 former peacekeepers from Ethiopia, where several regions, including northern Tigray, are hard hit by inter-ethnic conflict, have sought asylum in Sudan. The personnel were set to be repatriated as part of the phased withdrawal of the UN peacekeeping mission from western Sudan's Darfur region after its mandate ended December 31st. It was not immediately clear whether all the former peacekeepers seeking asylum originated from Ethiopia's embattled Tigray region. The Tigray conflict broke out last November between Ethiopia's federal forces and leaders of the region's ruling party. Thousands were killed in the fighting. It's also sent about 60,000 refugees fleeing into neighboring Sudan, which is a nation struggling with its own economic woes and a rocky transition since the April 2019 ouster of strongman leader Omar al-Bashir. And China will set up a line of separation at the summit of Mount Everest to prevent the mingling of climbers from COVID-hit Nepal and those ascending from the Tibetan side. This is all as a precautionary measure, according to Chinese state media on Sunday. Marissa Melton, VOA News.